This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The nations are in flux. The very foundations tremble. For generations, we have witnessed the long shadow of Edom stretch across the earth, a lineage of power and dominion born of Esau's resentment, carried through Rome, through the colonial empires, and now manifesting in the unipolar order that seeks to control all things. But Yahuwah is not a God of stillness. He is the God of dynamic change, the one who raises up and casts down, and the hour of Edom's diminishing returns has arrived. Look eastward. See the weight shifting. The strengthening alliance between Russia and the lands of the East, particularly China, is not simply a matter of geopolitical strategy. It is a deliberate realignment, a recalibration of power ordained by Yahuwah himself. These nations, long considered peripheral, are now rising as counterweights to Edom's dominance, and we must understand this is a direct act of Yahuwah's hand. Remember the prophecies concerning Babylon, the ancient archetype of this rebellious spirit. Is it not written in Isaiah 14 that Yahuwah will use a distant nation to bring low the haughty heart of Babylon? Edom, the inheritor of Babylon's spirit, believes itself untouchable, shielded by wealth and technological prowess. But Yahuwah will break its iron will, as it is written in Ezekiel 25:12, "I will pour out my fury upon Edom and my indignation upon the people of Moab." This pouring out is not solely through military conflict. It is a dismantling of their economic control, a fracturing of their influence, a revealing of the rot within. And the rot is being revealed. The crimson stain deepens, as Obadiah foretold. The exposure of Edom's corruption, its manipulation, its disregard for justice, is accelerating. Every act of deceit, every instance of oppression, is a brushstroke adding to the vivid portrait of their impending judgment. They believe they can conceal their wickedness, but Yahuwah sees all. He knows the thoughts and intentions of their hearts, and he will hold them accountable. But while judgment falls upon Edom, a stirring is happening amongst scattered Israel. Across the nations, a remnant is awakening, a seed scattered by the ships of captivity beginning to remember its covenant identity. We see it in the growing number who are turning away from the false doctrines of the ages, seeking the truth of the Tanakh, yearning for a connection to their ancestral roots. This is not a simple matter of cultural rediscovery. It is a spiritual awakening, a restoration of hearts and minds. From scattered stones to living walls, the promise of Yeshayahu 27:13 is unfolding before our eyes. The scattered seed is beginning to coalesce, to recognize itself as one people, bound by a covenant that transcends national boundaries. They are the ones who hear the call of Yahuwah, the ones who are preparing the way for his return. This awakening is not without its challenges. There will be opposition, persecution, and attempts to silence the voice of truth. But Yahuwah is faithful. He will protect his remnant, and he will guide them through the darkness. The gathering stones are forming a foundation, a testament to his enduring promise. The alignment of these eastern powers, then, is not a threat to Israel, covenant Israel, but a tool in Yahuwah's hand. These nations are not acting independently, but are being utilized to fulfill the ancient prophecies. The dragon and the bear, as some call them, are aligning in ways that echo the power struggles of ages past, preconditions for the day of Yahuwah drawing ever nearer. Consider Yahal's warning. The eastern gate is opening. Increased activity, potential conflict, a shifting of geopolitical realities, these are all signs that we must heed. This is not a call to fear, but a call to watchfulness, to understand that Yahuwah is sovereign over all kingdoms, and he is orchestrating events according to his eternal plan. The modern state of Israel, the political entity founded in 1948, is not synonymous with Israel, the covenant people scattered amongst the nations. Do not be deceived by manufactured stage props, the attempts to restart temple sacrifices, the red heifer programs, the Sanhedrin priesthood training. These are distractions, Edomite misdirection designed to mislead and confuse. Yahuwah is not concerned with rebuilding physical structures. He is concerned with rebuilding hearts. The true temple is within the hearts of those who keep His covenant. The true sacrifice is a broken and contrite spirit. The true priesthood is those who proclaim His truth and live according to His will. As the crimson stain deepens on Edom, and as the scattered seed begins to gather, let us remain vigilant. Let us be the watchmen on the walls of Zion, sounding the alarm and proclaiming the truth. Yahuwah is about to act, and His judgment will be swift and sure. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.